T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, off the couch and filling in for Scoot. Always just a pleasure to be able to spend time with you guys on the radio on WWL. This hour, we're talking about the president declaring a national emergency to secure additional funding for his proposed border wall. Do you agree with this decision of the president? Will this help make America great again? We're also talking about Mardi Gras. What is your favorite part of Mardi Gras? Is it the parades? Is it the floats, the balls going out of town, or just when it's over? And I want to talk a little bit about maybe unusual king cakes that you have eaten. I mentioned earlier about a cheeseburger king cake, and I have a couple of text messages I want to read with that. I had a king cake burger on the night I got engaged. Well, that's your problem, not mine. It was just burger buns with king cake icing. It really sucked. Bob, you can get the king cake cheeseburger at Black & Brew in Hammond. It's their burger of the month. I mean, how crazy is this getting? I'm still pretty much a traditional person. I like the original king cake. I'm not really crazy about the stuffed king cake. But if you have sampled or have heard of an unusual king cake, a king cake cheeseburger definitely qualifies as an unusual king cake. Give us a call at 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. All right, we're gonna go to Hank in Mandeville. How are you, Hank?
How you doing this afternoon, Bob?
Are you ready for Mardi Gras?
Somewhat, yeah. Yeah, I leave town every year, so it's no big deal. I can't take the rude behavior in people.
So your favorite part of Mardi Gras is when you leave town?
Yeah, that's great. I love that part. Hey, let's get back to the wall.
Sure.
What is it going to hurt to build the wall? I mean, we've been needing the wall for the last 10 years. If we'd have a wall, we might not be having these immigration problems we're having now. I'm not going to say immigration. I'm going to say illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Illegal immigration is we're spending tens of billions of dollars on federally funding these illegal immigrants, from housing to food to schools to medical, and we're building a wall. And I like people who say, oh, you can dig under a wall. Well, why do we build levees? Water goes over levees. Maybe we should stop building levees. That's a stupid idea to say, oh, you can dig under a wall.
Right.
Well, water goes over a levee, too. I mean, you know, but we still build them, don't we?
Well, so, you know, we...
We've been needing the wall for 10 years. And who's to say that we're not going to, in 5 years, instead of having caravans of 10,000 and 2,000 people, we have a caravan of 150,000 people. What then? What are we going to do then? It's time to secure our borders and be prepared for the worst.
You know, what I don't understand about this, I agree with you. I think we should secure our borders. The thing about this whole illegal immigration thing that just drives me crazy, and you've heard more and more people discuss this, that we have laws on the book that if we enforced would solve a lot of problems. I don't understand in any way the sanctuary city concept, where if you can be there, you can be in our country illegally, and you're in one of these cities. And if I understand what it means, I cannot go in that city and get you and deport you because you're here illegally. And I do not understand that. Not at all.
Well, it just I think that's all
politics.
Thinking of it's all politics. People who really don't understand what America's about and they want to change it, but they don't know what they want to change it to. They think they're changing it to a better situation, but they a little naive about what they're looking at.
I believe this for a long time. I think, to put it bluntly, this country's screwed because, you know, you have two parties who work against each other. They if only something would happen, if the good Lord would come down and just change these people and say, you've got to work together, if they would work together, but there is none of that going on. And I worry about my kids. I worry about my grandkids and what shape this government's going to be in.
Bob, I think our politicians are like the NFL. We have the AFC and the NFC. Okay?
You're right. You're right.
They play each other. They play games with each other. They play each other. But if you go against the NFL in particular, mm-hmm. say total government, say let's do something against all the politicians, they all stand together. Let's do term limits on all senators. You'll have the AFC and an NFC joining together to stomp you out.
You're right. Okay? You're right. That's a good point.
They are one, but they divided. And if you can understand that, you'd be a better American.
Well, here's what I have said for years, and if anyone who listens to me knows, I've said this over and over again. The biggest problem we have in this country, Republicans get elected, and then the Democrats have one goal and one goal in mind, not to help them. No matter what they come across, they're going to fight them. And then when the Democrats get in office, the Republicans are not about to help them. They will do whatever they can to hurt them. And we, the people, get left in the pits.
And that's why both parties sort of don't like Donald Trump. He's more of an American than a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thinking.
Did you hear him today when he spoke?
No, I work for a living. I don't have time to get home.
He, well, you know, he when he stays on his teleprompter, he's good. He does not have the gift of ad-libbing, because when he starts ad-libbing, he drifts all over the place, and it's like he mumbles. You don't know what he said. I've been for the wall. I'm for border security. I'm for, if people want to come to my country legally, I'm all for that. If you want to come here and you want to sneak in or you want to do it illegally, then you're a dishonest person. I don't want you here. But
we have tens of thousands of people wanting to come to America legally.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get to them because we're dealing with illegal immigration. That's one of the problems we're having now, is a backlog of people who want to come here legally, but they can't.
Well, Hank, I appreciate you phoning in.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Our phone number is 260-1870. We will take a break, and then we'll come back with more of your phone calls, and I have a couple of text messages I want to read on WWL. All right, I'm Bob Mitchell, and for Scoot in the afternoon. And before I run out of time, I always have a tendency to run out of time at the end of the hour and forget to thank people like Ian, who runs the control board and screens the phones and keeps me on my toes. You know who Alexa is, right? Alexa is, what is it? Is it Amazon? Okay. It's a little thing that you ask, Alexa, what's the temperature in New Orleans? Whoa, it's 55 degrees. And, you know, it's kind of a goofball thing, but Alexa is not supposed to snoop. In other words, if you ask Alexa, are you listening to my conversation? She'll say, I only listen when I get the command word. Watching a program on TV the other night, I think it was the program, there's a new program that talks about how Soul Train started with Don Cornelius. Really, really, really good show. And while the show was on, somebody mentioned the group Black Sabbath. And then someone else said, who is Black Sabbath? On that question, Alexa just went off and started giving the complete history on Black Sabbath. And I'm looking, I'm saying, how? And she went on and on and on. How is that possible? So I asked, I said, Alexa, do you listen to my conversation when I'm all by myself? I only listen when you give the code word, which I guess is Alexa. So I tried different syllables. Instead of Yolexa, I said Yolanda, thinking maybe it was just a syllable. No, but actually answered the question. That's a little spooky. All right, where are we? I know, we're on our telephones. We're going to go to Mike and Slidell. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Bob Ballou. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Yeah. Mike, let me read this. We were talking about weird king cakes, how king cakes are getting out of control, and I mentioned there's a cheeseburger king cake. Listen to this. There is a boudin king cake. It's stuffed with Cajun boudin, covered with hog cracklings and bacon, and wrapped syrup poured on it. That can't be right. That just can't be. And here's someone who said he ate a sushi king cake. Gee. All right. You ever eat anything like that, Mike?
Oh, no, I couldn't handle that stuff. I think people just do that so they can make the news or something. People just eating all kind of crazy stuff today.
Well, I saw the cheeseburger king cake on TV. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, what do you like the best about Mardi Gras?
Well, me and my parents raised up with it because we lived down there on St. Cloud Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pitch up right there on the median and just have us a ball all day, you know? And then as I got older, we got us a club going and we started building the floats and riding on them, you know, and that was just fantastic.
You rode in what, the truck parades?
Right.
Right.
Truck parade, right.
So. Yeah. Well, Mike, I appreciate you phoning in this afternoon.
Anytime, brother. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Who is next? We're going to go to Rashad. Rashad, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. You ready for Mardi Gras parades?
Oh, all the time. Hang on in there. Keep on hanging on.
I'm trying.
Let me tell you something, Bob. Cool. The thing with the immigration in the border.
Yeah.
You just say you want people that are honest. You hate just honest people, right? And I'm agree with you 110%.
All right. Yes.
Well, we need a moral president. Right now, we have an amoral individual in the White House. I respect the office of the presidency, Bob, but I do not respect this guy that's in office right now because of the divisiveness that he gives to the people. Of course you need your borders protected. But guess what, Bob? The intelligence agencies just gave an update on the threat around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Bob? The southern border was not implicated. And the reason why? Because it's not a threat in terms of being national security. Okay, we have national security people. Donald Trump, Agent Orange is what I call him. Agent Orange Donald Trump, because he works for Putin.
Uh-huh.
He's a Putin agent. Now, this is the thing, Bob.
Yep.
I love my country. I'm an African-American, black man. I'm a Muslim. And guess what, Bob? There's nothing I wouldn't do to defend this country if they got some terrorist Muslims trying to invade, do anything to this country. So why should I be okay with a person that is so immoral in terms of everything, ethics, everything that he does? Right now, Bob, we held hostage America. We are behind this individual that's in the White House right now.
Well, we voted him in, though. The American people voted him in.
No, Bob. Time out. Hillary Clinton won more. You can't tell me anything, Bob. I'm one of those who are more.
But it doesn't go by the popular vote. It goes by the electoral votes. So until we change that, that's the system that made Donald Trump president.
Okay, and that's true. And that's why he got to become president, along with the help of this information by the Russian agents. As you know, it's been reported.
Right.
We got an intelligence service apparatus that tells us and make assessment on things that keeps us safe. I've been relying on these people for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And just because Agent Ernie Dynakind that did something possibly treasonous, and he's trying to do everything he can to not let this information get out to the American people. But those of us who are rational thinkers, those of us who are not partisan, and I vote Democrat, I vote Republican, guess what, too? I'm an independent, guess what, too? I'm a liberal, guess what, too? I'm a conservative.
Well,
I'm an
independent, too, Rashad, so we're together. Let me try to get one more call in before we go to news. We're going to go to Derek. Derek, are you for the move the president made today?
Well,
Derek.
I'm unfamiliar with the move that he made today because I was at work and I just got in.
Well, he declared it. He declared the situation a national emergency, and that way it does allow him, from what I understand, to get the funding to build a wall.
I tell you what, I'll be all for it, Bob, if he built one along the Canadian border as well, because I just Googled the Canadian border. I didn't see a fence nowhere. And I also seen that it's the longest border between two countries in the world. And I didn't see one fence, a piece of a fence, along the Canadian border. So I mean, I'm all for equality. And we need to keep the border safe north and south.
Mm-hmm.
And the last I remember, I think that the 9/11 bombers came through Canada, didn't it?
I think you might be right. That
should have been a national crisis right there. Building it that day.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Mardi Gras, because I have about a minute before I have to go to news. What's your favorite part of Mardi Gras?
Well, my favorite part of Mardi Gras, honestly, is the fact is the camaraderie. How everyone comes together. I can remember being a little child. Everyone would set up their picnic tables along St. Charles Avenue, along the tracks, and you can go to anyone's table, get food. Little kids could go in ballrooms as a child. You know, in New Orleans, that was the day that you could be a little child and you can go in the ballroom with your parents and sit down and, you know, drink a soda pop or whatever.
Right,
you couldn't get
liquor. Right.
That was one day you had a little amnesty. I love that. I love that about Mardi Gras. That's my favorite part of being in New Orleans and growing up here in Mardi Gras.
All right, Derek, thank you so much. We're going to go to news, and then we'll come right back with more of your phone calls on WWL. If you want to call me, my number is 260-1870. You can text me at 870-870, and we will continue talking about Trump and continue talking about Mardi Gras. And if any of you have tried any of these new weird king cakes, let me know which one you've tried right here at WWL. Maybe that's going to be the next king cake, a red beans and rice king cake. Talking about strange king cakes. I mean, king cakes were fine for years and years in traditions, and then they started stuffing king cakes. No, it wasn't too bad. But now, crawfish king cake with Parmesan cheese on the top, purple, green, and gold from Bosco's in Mandeville. Here's one. I make a crawfish and cheese souffle king cake. I had another. The Boudin King Cake is absolutely incredible. That's according to some text messages. So what type of strange King Cakes have you tried? Also, we're going to talk about the president today. The president declared a national emergency, and this way he can or wants to try to secure additional funding for the border wall. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Mitchell, I'm fine. How are you? Always good to hear your voice, and you're off the couch. You do a great job.
Yeah, I enjoy my couch, but I really, really look forward to the times that I get a chance to come in and talk to you guys. So, what's your
music as well?
Well, that's up to Ian. I take no credit for that at all.
Okay.
So, give me your thoughts on the wall, and see, there's a difference here. On the wall, and the way the president is getting it, I don't know whether some people think he might be abusing his power here by declaring it a national emergency. That's not the same thing as an executive order. So, are you okay with that?
Well, here's my take on it. First of all, both parties play political games, and this issue should have been addressed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud what he's doing. He's not a politician. He's standing up for America. He's doing exactly what he campaigned on. The only thing is that it's going to set a precedent for in the future if another president gets in and wants to put a declaration of gun control to the extreme or global warming. So that's a slippery slope, what he's doing.
Yeah.
I applaud what he's doing. I think we need definitely secure the border. Like I said, it should have been addressed a long time ago. Both parties are guilty of playing games. And, you know, he's standing up for the American people. As far as Mardi Gras, my favorite part this year is going to be March 6th, that's Wednesday. I can't wait for it to get over.
Well, it's over, yeah. Well, here's what the president said. I'll read this before we get to our break. He said, we're going to confront the national security crisis on our southern border, and we're going to do it one way or the other. He said he was taking critical actions, but not because of a campaign promise. He said, we're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, and all types of criminals and gangs. You think maybe he's a little over the top with that kind of description?
Yeah, you know, Donald Trump, I voted for him in the general election. I didn't vote for him in the primary, but he says a lot of things that are a little bit extraneous dribble to the extreme, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always agree with his style. I like his policy, but I don't agree with sometimes the way he comes over, you know, with his speaking and his style. But he's comical today. I listened to him when I was at work on my lunch hour, addressing the media. He said that he took a call from ABC, which he likes a little bit better than NBC, but and he got more than a dollar that Nancy Pelosi wanted to give him. So I'm all for it.
Well, he has a tendency to ramble on, and he does not seem to have the skill of ad-libbing, because when he starts to ad-lib, he just drifts all over the place and does not come off as very informative. Bobby, I appreciate you phoning in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we will take a break, then come back with more of your phone calls right here on the Big 870 WWL. Today on Sports Talk, with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick, the New Orleans Pelicans fired GM Del Demps after disgruntled star Anthony Davis walked off the court last night after sustaining a minor shoulder injury. Head coach Alvin Gentry will remain in place as the team ownership takes back control and prepares to reevaluate the team after the All-Star break. Do you agree with the Pelicans' firing of Del Champs and holding on to coach Alvin Gentry? I'm not a big basketball fan except when it comes to LSU basketball, but if this were a pro football team, you'd be getting the broom out. Opening night for LSU baseball. How pumped are you about this season? I have to admit that this season, it was about, as far as basketball, I mean, this is baseball, as far as LSU basketball, it was probably in the middle of the season before I realized, hey, we have a good team. And baseball, now it looks like we're going to have a good team from the first game. Will the Tigers make their second World Series appearance in 3 years? Pitching's a lot stronger, so maybe. Then we'll go to Alec Box Stadium, where LSU hosts ULM in the season opener. Pregame 6:30 p.m., first pitch at 7 o'clock on the home of the Saints and LSU WWL. Okay, let's get back to our phone calls. We're going to go to Wayne in Thibodaux. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. What's going on?
I just wanted to make a little disagreement comment with the previous caller about when he started talking about the executive order that the president could, or national emergency action that he could take concerning the Second Amendment. That's a constitutional amendment, so that's a totally different matter. The way that language is in there, if you read it, it doesn't even allow for it to be piecemealed into non-existence. But I agree with all your comments, though, on LSU basketball, baseball, and the Pelicans, with the exception that I'm not a big fan of removing head coaches in the middle of the season. So I would imagine he may not be here next season. That would surprise me if he still is. So,
but it's almost I'm not a big basketball fan, okay, unless it's LSU. But you know, we had Chris Paul, we lost him, and now we're losing Anthony Davis, and it's I guess it boils down to this: it's going to be almost like starting all over again.
Well, yeah, and you know, I listen to Sports Talk a lot too on my way home from work when I get off later in the day, and they made the comments either earlier this week or last week about, you know, it's getting to the point with the NBA that all of these smaller markets, including New Orleans, are almost like the minor leagues for the larger markets. And it's almost getting that way in the NFL, too, so to in some instances, you know, like Cleveland and Green Bay and, you know, all the other smaller markets that I think Roger Goodell just kind of puts up with because they have a long-standing winning tradition with, say, Green Bay, with as long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy and still playing. After he's gone, I don't know what kind of backup quarterback they're going to be able to
step into his shoes.
The little thing I do know about basketball, and I got to run, I have a break coming up, is the fact that there really is no salary cap. There's a light salary cap. If you have the money, and the way I understand it, if you have the money and if you go over the salary cap and you're willing to pay the penalty, you can spend as much money as you want.
Yeah, pretty much. And the only thing they stipulate as far as, and that's why they didn't want to trade Anthony Davis right away, was because and decided to kind of play him those couple of games that he played, was that the league does not allow, the NBA does not allow the resting of healthy players or benching them for just, you know, I guess BS excuses.
But, yeah, but I now mean, now he can use the shoulder as a BS excuse.
Well, that's exactly right. So now he's got his out, and he got what he wanted. So,
but to start all over again, I'm gonna stick with my Tigers. All right.
Yep. There you go. I'm excited. I listened to the last half of the game against Kentucky the other night, and I tell you what. Just listening on to the radio, I was wanting to pull on the side of the road because I was on my way home from work and just start jumping up and down. But, you know.
Well, you know, I went through half of the season because this year when they started, I said, man, I'm not going to pay any attention this year. I get my heart broken after a couple of games. And then I talked to a buddy of mine. He says, Bob, do you realize that LSU is undefeated in SEC play? This was about 2 weeks ago. I said, what?
Yeah.
And, and baseball, I'm really optimistic about baseball.
Yeah, I was listening to them about when they interviewed Bobby and Christian, or might have been Zach, interviewed Coach Maneri about 3 or 4 weeks ago before the NFL season ended, actually. And that was a nice conversation and a nice interview. Got a light on information on that. I'm looking forward to that too. So.
But Maneri never gets excited. Yes, we're
once in a while we got to get excited about the little things, huh?
We'll have a good team and the pitching is good, you know. But anyway,
that's right.
All right, Wayne. I appreciate talking to you.
You have a good weekend. All right, nice talking to you.
You too. It is 7:51. We have traffic coming up, and then we'll have a couple callers. What did I say? 7:50? I'm in the morning, okay? I'm still doing the morning show. Excuse me. 3:50. 3:51. 7:51 in my mind. Coming right back on WW. All right, let's get back to our phones and see if we can get everybody on real quick. Look, let's go to Aaron. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. I just called in because one of your previous callers, you know, he immediately identified himself as African American. And went on about how President Trump divides the country. I'd like to read a quote from Theodore Roosevelt.
All right.
It's a long quote, but just the end of it says, there can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American, but something else also, isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here. And that is the English language. And we have room but for one sole loyalty, and that loyalty is to the American people. That was Theodore Roosevelt.
All right, Aaron.
I didn't identify myself as an Italian-American, a German-American, or a French-American. I'm an American.
Well, good for you, Aaron. I'm an American, too, and I thank you so much for that phone call. Let's go to Jerry in La Place. Jerry, your thoughts on the president declaring the emergency in order to get funding for the wall.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Okay, here we go. So I'm in construction. I work with the Spanish people. We could call them, if you want to be politically correct, Spanish. Unpolitically, I have worked for years with illegal aliens from Honduras, Mexico, and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are very nice people. A lot of them are very religious. Some of them have become very westernized on the jobs. There's a misconcept that, well, they work for cheap and this and that. No, they don't. They work for the same money or more than what I make. And just today, some of them on a job, and the guy who's their superintendent over, I'm talking with everything, but I will tell you, he's trying to get a lot of it right. We have to get fair trade right. We have to get the tax system right. The politicians in Washington have done us over for years. Now, when you want to come to America and you talk about the walls and this and that, yeah, we need the damn walls. We need them. We need to protect our borders.
All right, Jerry, thank you so much. I've got news coming up. I got to go. Coming up, it'll be Bobby, Hebert, and Christian Garrick talking sports, and they're going to be talking about the Pelicans' firing of Dell Champs and holding on to coach Alvin Gentry. You guys who are on hold, Christian and Bobby will be talking about that, so stay with me. I will see you next time. I thank you so much for being part of the show today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.